What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
Okay, Goddess Gang, welcome back to part two of Boundaries.
Let's get wet. Coincidentally, she's also the one that got me hooked up with said person.
Okay, so there could be a little more into that.
She, okay, you know what I'm saying? She like, she didn't completely orchestrate it, but she helped him. Like,
she helped facilitate a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm like, that came up. I'm like, but nigga, you the one that told me to talk to him and go with him and go on this date and do all these things anyway. When I was I don't know, maybe not.
Correct.
Not a nigga taking up all my time, and it's a problem. Because you ain't getting my time. But again, she's older.
At 25.
So, but you got all these young teenage girls that you think you can... I don't want to say her name. But she had mama in her title. Okay. So she had this like, you know, I am the mama. I'm in charge.
I'm the oldest. Type of thing. I know a little more. I'm going to help
you.
More.
I'm going to take you under my wing and do the thing. Okay. So that's partly why it was the way that it was. But... have I had people tell me that I was wrapped up in somebody and stuff? Yeah, like, of course, like mentally, yeah, but they don't generally get my actual time.
I wrapped up in somebody. I promise, just mentally, not like physically.
I don't be like going on dates and shit and like spending all this time with people or nothing like that. So, I mean, when the time comes, it'll be interesting, but I'm just not that type of person, though, to just be like with you all the time.
Right.
Anyway, like, I'm sure it's like when I really, really like somebody, I'm going to want to be around them. Of course I will.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, because you had a moment.
I've had experiences where, like, you know, I'd be wanting to be around them. It doesn't matter what we doing because we just having a good time. It's a good vibe.
Because, bitch, when I first heard her say she missed the nigga, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. She misses somebody.
I took it back, though.
She did, but I was like, bitch, you're an artist. No, literally. Okay, maybe I don't. No, bitch, you said it, so you do. Okay, you said it, you do.
I definitely took it back, then I said it again, and I took it back. Niggas got a way of showing you some shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't they? I mean,
this is true. In addition to, she has light switch feelings.
I do.
They flip real fucking quick.
Like, poor electric. Like, you need to get that shit.
Like, where it's flickering
checked.
in and out. That's her.
Unsafe. Like, yeah. Like, it's not up to standard. The electricity is not. It'd be flickering.
Like, I don't even think so. This isn't where a person should live because the way your electricity works. I don't think this is like.
Yeah, no. It's definitely violation status. However.
With that being said.
Not necessarily. I can't take all the credit for it, but that situation didn't turn out to be one of those because I didn't, you know, like I said, I can't take all the credit for it because partly it was due to that person and his boundaries, which were very secure. He had no issues with his boundaries whatsoever.
The motherfuckers was on a lot.
I could take a course in his his boundaries because Lord have mercy.
Okay. This makes me have a question.
Yeah. Fucking knew it.
This makes me have a question. Has the wheels turning? Okay. And of course, we've talked about the ins and outs and whatever. But just right now, a question. Can you say or do you think that with encountering a person with such like set, black and white, just set boundaries, do you think that it taught you anything about yourself in terms of developing boundaries or boundaries that you may want to have present the next time you like somebody or anything in that regard as far as your boundaries? Because you said because you've only really had one relationship, you may not necessarily know boundaries still right now until you actually get into another relationship.
Right.
So do you think, again, dealing with this person and their boundaries that were so just nailed hardcore, do you think you got anything from that either way, whether it was good, bad, whatever?
I would say, well, for starters, I already knew I didn't have certain boundaries.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I kind of prided myself on not having certain boundaries because I like to be.
You do. Because you don't like to box yourself in.
And not box myself in.
That's
so
yes.
when I'm trying to be open to some shit, because this particular situation that we're discussing, this particular person, this was me, and I was supposed to be opening up to other possibilities than my typical.
I challenged her to
She did. It was fucking annoying. And I kept trying to back out of it every chance I could get.
Like every second on the second of the minute of the fucking hour of the day.
I was done. Like I was done. But I did. I went through. Not going to get into it. We'll talk about it another time. Trust me, you're going to want to hear it. But
yeah, you do.
So yeah, like I knew I didn't have boundaries. And again, that was kind of the point for this particular one, because I was experiencing something new and I was trying to.
It was different.
Yeah, I was trying to learn and grow and do those mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. So I did buy the boundaries book and the workbook. I don't even know how long ago. I would have to check my damn cart, my purchases. But I bought it. I ain't read it. And I ain't did the workbook.
Jesus, take the wheel.
So that should tell y'all about the boundaries, what I learned. Didn't learn a whole lot because I already knew they weren't in place. I did learn, however, how drastically different people's boundaries are. Now, of course, I know like people have different boundaries, like no shit. Mm-hmm. But some shit that you would think would be like easily interpretable,
right.
I would say.
Right.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And so that, you didn't ask me this, but that was difficult. That's extremely difficult.
Right.
And that, it's just fucking hard. Because mm-hmm. whether you're in a romantic type of relationship, a friendship, you're just in a situationship, a dating, anything mm-hmm. like that, if you can't sync boundaries,
right,
a lot of times it's not going to fucking work. Because you're so open and they're so closed, or they're so open and you're so closed, or mm-hmm. they're like partially mm-hmm. open. But, you know, it's just, it has to sync.
Right.
So that was the most difficult. Yeah, that was probably the most difficult encounter I've ever had with boundaries and the way that mine were set up and the way someone else's were. Mm-hmm. I did try to have some once we had that conversation.
Next, we tried to make establish you feel like you needed it, to start trying to establish,
but really
at least some boundaries.
But yeah, like I said, just some, but not anything crazy, because right. I still was trying to. I didn't want to put myself in a box. I didn't want to limit myself. Mm-hmm. We'll say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to limit myself at all. I wanted right. to be open to any possibility with us, you know, best friends. I push best friends a lot. good friends, mm-hmm. Relationship, anything. I just was like, whatever. It's just going to be what it's going to be. I'm not right. going to limit myself and keep myself in a box or whatever. Keep this person in a box when I know that life could have many things to offer me.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So going forward, I still couldn't say that I would have any specific type of boundaries, but probably like some simple ones, like, I don't know, limit the fucking attention I give someone, or limit the amount of time I give them. But I kind of did that too.
I still kind of did that too.
So it's difficult, because each situation is going to be different and present right. something different. And the next person, I may not have to have such solid, strong boundaries in place, because our shit might sync up mm-hmm. and we might be just fine mm-hmm. or I might have to have some real fucking solid
boundaries,
because
right.
shit's different. But I think the key is going to be recognizing it. When you gotta wait for somebody to tell you some shit, it takes a while, because yes. you like fucking playing Inspector Gadget and shit.
I'm not
Cleo.
If you just
fucking said it
right,
you know, crisis averted. Just fucking say it with your mouth. Say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
Done and moved on.
But when you got me playing fucking guessing games and trying to pick up and read on clues, and then people want to send mixed messages, and, you know, it's really hard to really understand.
Have you got her on a scavenger hunt for?
Because, girl, like, the fuck?
On a fucking scavenger hunt, when all you had to do was say it with your whole chest, and we could have been done.
Correct.
Done.
And, like, not only say it, say what you saying, nigga. Stand don't it. Say a word and
Stamp
say, well,
it.
I have boundaries.
Stamp
what the fuck
it.
Are they?
Right.
Like, don't I need to know them? Like, what the fuck do you... Okay, that's
okay,
a word.
You have boundaries. what the fuck else is
which
next?
Which ones?
Mean?
Where are they? What am I crossing here? Like, right. you know what I mean? So, really, when you're dealing with grown people, and I said that, when you're dealing with grown people, that's how you handle situations. You communicate, you express yourself, so that we have an understanding.
Correct.
I really want to bust into song, but I'm not.
Was you about to hit that escape?
Yes.
Because you know that's the song.
But like, for real though,
right,
a lot of
absolutely.
Things can be alleviate it if motherfuckers just communicate. Mm-hmm. And right into that, friendship, same fucking thing. Say what you saying, man. If you have a problem, you have an issue, or you need something from me, you're going to tell me and we're going to discuss it. It's not going to be a guarantee that I'm going to be able to give it to you, but at least we're going to discuss it, and so we can see so that it's established and we don't have to worry about, you know, you being up in your feelings, you being mad or hurt and all these things. When I don't even know what the fuck you got a problem for. Because I'm just spending regular time with this nigga. Mm-hmm. It's nothing crazy to me. Like, damn. You know, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe I am spending a whole lot of fucking time. Like, show me some shit. Give me some receipts. Like, help a nigga out. Mm-hmm. Help me see it. Because sometimes you don't see it, like you said.
No, you don't. It's, but, like, it's talk really to hard me. When you're in that, when you're in it, it's hard to see certain things. And then sometimes it's really easy to see and you just turn a blind eye because you love that nigga.
Right.
But it's always easier from the outside looking in. Always. It's always easier to tell somebody or to see something or pinpoint something. Mm-hmm. But again, that goes with what you, and it's not just, it's good communication because anybody can talk all day long. But what the fuck are you saying at the end of everything you said? What did you say?
That part.
Still fucking lost and confused. So it's really as adults, grown people, it's having good communication, mm-hmm. and having the sense to know that it's okay to say or to tell somebody how you feel, because if that's your real friend, we're going to bump heads. We might beef it a little bit, and then we may not talk an hour a day. We're going to move the fuck on if that's mm-hmm. your real, mm-hmm. if that's your real friend.
Right.
You're entitled to your opinions. And that's just what it is. If I happen to tell you something or you tell me something and it's, I can't bounce back from it. Well, we wasn't fucking friends then. Right. That's the way I see it, because exactly. I don't see anything that a person that is my friend can tell me that I'm not going to be like, okay, well, at least self-reflect on it. Shit. Okay, well, maybe that could have been it. Or I may not even necessarily agree wholeheartedly, but you can't never tell somebody their feelings is wrong.
Correct.
And at the very least, I apologize I made you feel that way. Mm-hmm. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to see it. But the fact that you had someone else feeling that way and they're telling you that's how they felt, mm-hmm. be man or woman enough just to say, okay, well, I apologize that I made you feel that way. That was not my intention. Right. And then move on. Well, simple and easy.
Yeah,
it should be very simple. It should be very simple and easy.
But like, I don't know her name, but the one from the host of the OG podcast, she had just said the other day, she was talking about boundaries.
Mm.
And she said,
it's a hot topic, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's, I can't quote, it's not going to be a direct quote or anything, but she was basically saying like, the reason shit be fucked up is because you ain't checked the shit at the door. Mm. So you mad about some shit that you never stepped you into never and said, like, these are my boundaries. This is what I expect. Yes or no. Like, you either with it or you ain't. So a lot of those issues come from you just fucking getting stepped on and stepped on or whatever and not standing up for yourself and putting your foot down.
Ooh, I agree.
And I couldn't agree.
I agree 100%. Because it's sometimes people are afraid to say what their boundaries are.
Correct.
Sometimes people are afraid to even establish, I don't like that, or that ain't for me. I don't move like that.
Some people are not even taught to express, and that's another
thing. True as well.
Some people aren't even taught to communicate those things. They're taught to suppress it. They're taught that, you know, you please other people, or you're there for other people, or whatever. And so it's something that we all have to work on, and that's why it's a fucking boundaries book. Actually, boundaries books, several of them. It's a workbook. It's because it's fucking real and it's legit. Mm-hmm. You get ran over anywhere. Absolutely. If you let people, they will run over you. So,
and sometimes that's where you actually learn your boundaries from, is because you've taken so many different things from so many different people.
Yes,
you learn. That's how you learn your boundaries sometimes. So, I mean, it just comes with a lot. But with that being said, aside from those women way back, in any other situations that you found yourself in, have you had any issues with anyone telling you that you've spent too much time or any other boundaries put on you?
Who I'm spending time with? Hell no. But now, this is also another subject. I know y'all's fucking tired of us saying that, but we just talking. We got hella shit to talk about. So I always get that about my child.
Okay. Talk about it. Speak up. Go ahead.
Well, I can't. It's another time. We'll get to it. But that is one that I've always got it. But no, in relationships,
I can agree with that.
But I will say that, like, my road dog, Ace Boon Coon, she would attest to this. And I hope that she comments on this. But now, back in her heyday, Fuck that nigga. Friends. And she had to learn. Like, she legit, and she'll sit here and tell you, for years, that nigga would complain. Because you always with your friends. You always doing this. You always doing that. And she like, so, get your own friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and she...
Get you some friends,
really, then. Yeah, she was really all about that. And then, as she got older, she realized. Now, it took some years. Because, again, we like 18.
Correct.
So, that's when you going in the club. Like, if you ain't sneaking... If you wasn't sneaking in before, that's when you out there and you... Mm-hmm. So she having a good time. She loving to go to the club, getting dressed, getting cute, got the heels on, looking sexy, and, you know, dancing and, you know, having a good time.
Living life.
Not trying to be fucking tied down in the house when I'm this young. I just fucking graduated high school or whatever. So she had a lot of issues with that. But for her, she was able to learn that while still with that person. It took a while, but she was able to learn that. But ultimately, they were just different people. She was, he's a homebody. She's not.
Right.
Know? So that's another thing. Like, sometimes it is boundaries, but sometimes it's also that it's a compatibility factor.
That's true.
Like, it may look like boundaries, but you just, y'all just too different sometimes. So that's this person wants you home, but that's because they're home, but it's not. Because they, you know, don't have no friends, yada, yada, but they're an introvert, you're an extrovert. Right. So it feels like I'm trying to trap you, I'm trying to keep you here all the time with me, but it's just because, you know, you're my person, and I don't want to be out. And if you don't, you know, I'm going to be uncomfortable. And then you're going to be uncomfortable because you want to be out, you know what I'm saying? Yes, so it's like...
That might be a good one for...
That is a good one.
Introverts,
extrovert and couples?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
because that shit happens all the fucking time, and you'd be like...
Ugh. Well, because... We'll save it. I ain't even about to touch on it.
But
we
yeah,
gonna
but
save it.
So but no, yes. But yeah, she like, I mean, she was ride or die with them friends. Like, it wasn't no, you ain't about to say shit about me and my friends. She wasn't, you know what I mean. But like, she was very adamant that friends come first. And you know, people will say all the time, like, you know, this nigga is for the night, but that friend is forever.
Correct.
But I feel like, having said that, if you can say that, and that's true. Cool. You don't have nothing to worry about. If your friend is here forever, that means when this nigga done with you or you done with him, friend still gonna be there. Right. When you guys are getting married, friend gonna be there. Like, so what you saying?
I think that one was probably definitely, that's a little trickier because there's absolutely nothing wrong with being devoted to your friends. And again, we all need that time. You definitely do. But I do see... where he could have maybe felt a certain type of way. But then again, it's at such a young age.
And that is,
who really can honestly, there are some, let me take that back. There are some who can say and feel like they've been with that one person since they was 15, 16, and they still holding strong today, you know? For me personally, I only know of literally probably maybe one story like that, honestly. I mean, take myself. I was married at 18. I was divorced by 21. So for me, what I liked at 17 and 18 definitely was not what I still liked at earlier. You know, things change. People change. And even though it was only a few years, you still learn a lot about yourself. So that being said, maybe it just was not the right time to try and be in a trying to hold down a relationship.
It wasn't.
You know, so but you said they figured it out together. So they remained together or. They still together or what?
No, it was just a growth. You know, they were together for like a decade.
They were together enough to,
to both learn and grow and see those things and see those differences.
Right.
But when you do that, you learn about yourself and you know what you need.
Absolutely.
So when she goes into gets into another relationship, which she did, she got more of what was suitable for her needs. And the person that she's with needs.
Like, so was she still a go out person like that? Or was that literally the time frame that she was in?
Yeah, like no, because she's got
so literally
she's got
they just weren't.
She's a mother.
Oh,
she got kids.
Shout out to Kiki.
Hey, Kiki girl. But no, because that was just a time phase. Okay. But it was a long lasting phase. And even when she wasn't going out, it was still with friends. Going for drinks. Now it's 21. You know what I'm saying? It was still you spend a lot of time with your friends, more time than you spend
with your
nigga.
They just weren't for each other, ultimately.
And so it just, but they were different. Like I said, they were different.
Ultimately.
So, but then, like I said, you learn that and you grow. And so the next relationship, that person wasn't the same. You know, they were different. They liked to be out and about. As a matter of fact, more than her, because by this time she's settled. She's more. Settled. She want to go out sometimes, but she don't need to always be gone from the house. Mm-hmm. She got kids.
She's so. A
I mean, so did he. But the point is,
yes,
I know change. What you're saying. You evolve.
Yes. You evolve. You grow.
And like the things that you think, like you said, the things that you think you want or that really make or break you, you learn that that is not so true, much. And there's other things mm-hmm. out there that it would be rewarding
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a partner. So, but yeah, that was my one friend for sure that I had that experience with. Not okay. for me so much. She was over my house all the time and stuff like that. But again, I had a baby. So
now, was this an expectation that you, as the friend, and she in a relationship or whatever the case may be, was there a set expectation, or did you not even a set? Did you ever feel like, but you said with this, okay, so this doesn't count. Ignore that question, because you said she was always more so about her friends. So have you had a friendship yeah. where you may have, I don't even know why I'm asking you this, but for the people, I know the answer, but for the people, have you had a friendship to where you felt like you may have required or needed a little more friend time than they were giving?
Absolutely not.
I know. I don't even fucking
because
know.
Because I love y'all, but I don't give a fuck. Like, why did I attempt to ask? Fuck.
I don't
like,
know.
Y'all
know.
Niggas gonna be there. If anything, y'all the ones that want more me.
Okay,
I ain't trying to be a bitch. I'm just saying.
Because pause, I can do without sometimes.
Yeah, that's because we live together now. But we did it. You will be missing a nigga. Y'all be missing a nigga.
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. No, but I did know. I absolutely knew the answer to that, but yes.
No, I get plenty. And like, I could take y'all in large doses, small dose. Y'all can microdose y'all. Right. I can fucking overdose on y'all. Like, I'm still going to be fine at the end of the day. I just am. I'm not that needy.
Correct. Yes.
And I'm not saying that you're needy if you want your friends, but I'm not codependent. No. I'm not needy. And right. I'm okay. Like, it's hella people out here. It's
and
hella
I think people it for me. Comes with for you. Being okay with self.
Being alone. Like, I love me.
You know, she does. But no, but for, I think it just comes with being okay with being to yourself sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes
more people could stand to be alone
a little bit, because you learn so much about yourself. Mm-hmm. You learn so much about yourself when you can just have that downtime and alone time. And again, it's not to say that there's anything wrong with wanting people around. That's not what we're saying at all.
Right.
But sometimes you could benefit just a little bit and learn a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
When you take that individual time and you kind of can stay to yourself. And I don't. I don't feel like I don't really be craving like people around me like that. I can, mm-hmm. when I have, because again, like she just said, we're in the same house, but there are totally times where we may not spend any time like directly in contact, literally in the same house. Now we may shoot texts to each other. We will laugh via text, like we're in different mm-hmm. homes, but there are times when we would not like physically cross paths or sit and chill. And it's okay. I feel okay with it. I know she's okay with it, because she journals, she does other things, and we both like to read. So there's just different things that we do that mm-hmm. also we can enjoy doing to ourselves. And of course we have a shit ton of things that we do together that we enjoy.
Right.
But literally we are in the same house, and there are definitely days we go and you're doing you and I'm doing me, and it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine. And it doesn't feel awkward. It doesn't feel like, we don't feel forced to be around each other or be in each other's presence. We're just doing us.
We just do us.
Yeah.
And that's probably why we really haven't had very many issues. Like, I feel like some people they're like habitual offenders with that, getting in a relationship. Like, you know, some yes. people actually have that drama.
Yes, we have this both person I was speaking it. About earlier is a definitely
right.
a habitual.
Like, we have both experienced offender. It, but I yes. think we at least have balance in that department as far as how we feel when we're in a relationship. Well, when we're in relationships and with our friendships, because like yes. I said, I think we'll play it by ear when the next one comes.
Correct.
But I really don't think it's going to be that type of situation, because
I don't see it.
I don't have specific relationship boundaries, but I have implemented some boundaries for mm-hmm. myself. And I ain't gonna spend too much time with nobody.
And see, I'm gonna be the one that's like, girl, I'm gonna be trying to ignore all her boundaries that she done set in place for herself. If you don't gonna be with him, if you don't go,
yeah, like I don't.
I get so excited when she likes somebody. I get excited.
So she's only been excited like twice, no?
Two and a half, maybe, like roughly,
like
you
actual
know.
like somebody, yeah. Yes, but yes. but no, yeah. So I've been there, and it was fuck. I don't remember what it was. Something else I was gonna say. Shit, I lost it, y'all. I lost it. It was about, well, obviously it was actually on topic. It was about the boundaries.
You wasn't wandering off nowhere.
No, what the fuck was it? I don't know. In a nutshell, though, y'all, establish boundaries. It's important. What's good for the goose ain't always good for the gander. No. So talk about it.
And don't feel bad about having boundaries. Don't feel bad about having boundaries and exercising them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
But no healthy boundaries, though. No codependency. No isolation. Like, no, some of the things that are, you know, flags or just,
yeah, because I mean,
pay close attention to what you expect or what's expected of you.
That just brought me to something, because it
brings back what I wanted to say.
It made me think of the show we were watching last night with the guy.
Oh yeah, I want to watch some more episodes
today. Okay, so like, but show. With the way he was, so let me tell you, okay, because guys, I'm telling you,
God, this episode is so long.
I am like one of those people that's like, I'm hard on the outside and real soft on the inside. I'm such a cupcake. I'm a marshmallow. But with that being said, I'm that person that loves love. I love, like, I'm that person that will absolutely, and it took me a minute to get here, but I have left a person and then been like, oh my God, I miss them. Literally just leaving the person, I'm like, I miss them. Okay, so
gross.
Yeah, okay. But so with the show we were watching yesterday, really quickly, this man had literally, like, his whole world revolved around this person. Okay, when I mean he gave the most beautiful, like,
oh my God,
speech on how she was the sunshine and, like, just the light of everything. Oh my God, it was beautiful, right? Then we meet this bitch and not so much. It was a whole different sentiment and description. But this is what I wanted to ask you. Do you think, listening to him and taking in, because in a moment we were like, oh my God, where could I find one? Oh my God. You think that was considered unhealthy, or do you just think he was romantic?
That was unhealthy. That was unhealthy? Unhealthy.
You think it was unhealthy from listening to him, or when you heard her and listening to both, or did you automatically think unhealthy?
Just listening to him, because it just wasn't a healthy attachment that he had. And like the psychiatrist said, they were codependent.
Well, so that bitch.
Yeah, but she must have been cold. Like, she said he was, you know, a very nice guy and sweet. And so they both had their own shit. Mm-hmm. And so when they linked, that codependency bond is what they had. It was some real
shit. Mm-hmm.
It sounded romantic.
It was beautiful, guys. It was so beautiful.
Until he kept going. And then it was like, oh, shit. Oh, nigga.
This could potentially be a problem.
Oh, hell no.
You might be a stalker.
Yeah, you need to move
on. You have stalker tendencies.
Like, let it go. Let it go, honey. Let it go. But no, I think that was unhealthy. But I think that it lines can get blurred sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to be careful and know your own boundaries and set some. You know, you can add to them. You can change them. You know what I mean? They don't have to stay whatever you pick. But definitely do some self-reflection, myself included, guys. Do some self-reflection. Figure out for sure what you need.
Yes. This,
again, it can change. You don't have to feel forced to stick with it.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It should change as you grow and learn
to each person.
It should change.
And how but you do are that. As you it's evolve. Important.
What you need from your friends, family, like, just a little bit, like, just write down a little something, like, and then work on it.
Because God is gang, this isn't just tailored for relationships as far as your intimate partner. This is boundaries in any type of relationship that you establish. You want healthy boundaries, because sometimes you got it, babe.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we talking about friendships, but those same boundaries, people, you will never come before family. Like, family is a big one, and I'm not gonna go too far in it because we're already, you know, wrapping up. But like, respecting other people's boundaries, we haven't quite said that, but that is also implied here. Have some for yourself, listen to what theirs are, and find a happy medium. Or maybe it doesn't work, and that's okay. Absolutely. Because maybe you're all about family, they don't have family, or they have, you know, troubled family, or they want to be all about you. Establish that. And if it's gonna work, it's gonna work. But if it's not,
it's okay
because there's gonna be somebody else out there that's gonna be all about family.
Every pot has a lid. You're gonna it may not be that person, and it may crush you that it's not that person, but just think of it as you're making room for whoever the person is. Think about it that way. it doesn't always have to be like, oh my God, it's the end, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. You could just be creating space for the person whose boundaries and lifestyle matches yours.
Right. Do you remember what you were going to say before I got that? But
nope, it's okay.
Okay, well.
It's okay. Okay. So typically when we're ending, we end up finding or something catches us and it ends up being a segue into what our next episode is going to be about. Did we get anything from this one to roll into the next episode?
We didn't, but I feel like we just couldn't shut the fuck up today.
Well, boundaries is a key thing.
It's literally the foundation of every relationship. So
okay, well, I guess next episode is going to be a surprise to y'all. Because typically you guys can get a feel for what the next episode is going to be, but this time it's going to be a surprise unless you guys have something that you'd like us to talk about or something you'd like to add on or include or piggyback off of, or you thought of something that we didn't say in this episode. You guys can feel free to hit us up. We welcome it. We want you guys to be interactive and chat with us. Hit us up. Let us know any comments, questions, concerns.
Yes, please like, comment, subscribe.
Yes. Go ahead and hit them with that information so that they know where they can hit us up at if they have anything.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Goddess Babes. Email us Ray and Q at TheGoddessBabes.com and keep it wet.